Hello and welcome to Empower to Empower Others radio show. This is your host, Valerie Burrell, and I'm excited that you're with me today. We're going to share with you a word of encouragement, a word of empowerment, a word to motivate you to live your best life now. We want you to live life purposely. So get ready, get ready, get ready to receive all that we have for you today on Empower to Empower Others.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Empower Others. I'm so excited to be with you. Yes, I am extremely excited to be with you on this evening, this segment, to share a word of empowerment with you. I am grateful for those who are on the phone lines with me this evening. And of course, at any time you have a question or you'd like to share a comment or a thought, press one and I'll bring you into the room. So tonight's conversation, faith to follow the instructions. Faith to follow the instructions. Have you ever been in a place where you've gotten instructions from God? You know that it was God, but if you didn't quite understand what it is he wanted you to do, or you wanted to play like you didn't understand what he wanted you to do. You were uncertain about who was going to support you or not. Just a lot of uncertainty in the instructions that you were given. And because of it, your faith wavered. And in the wavering of your faith, you didn't follow through. You didn't follow through with the instructions. Have you ever been in that place? I can say that I have. I was at one time in that place where my faith wavered because I'd been given instructions and I didn't have faith to follow through. But this segment, we're going to share with you about faith to follow the instructions. Our scripture comes from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8 in the NIV, and it reads this way. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. Let me read that to you again. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. He went. He went. Again, I welcome our callers on the line with us this evening. If you'd like to join the conversation, and I would love for you to, press one and I will bring you live. What does it mean to have faith? What does it mean? What do you think about when you think about faith? What do you think about when you think about getting instructions from the Holy Spirit about moving in what it is that you're being instructed to do, especially in a case where you're uncertain? You don't know where you're going. You don't know what the outcome is going to be. But when we say we have faith, faith is that thing that will allow us to follow God's instructions, even when they don't make sense, even when they aren't clear, they're not rational, they're not logical. Faith, the word says if we have faith the size of the grain of a mustard seed, you know, we can speak to a mountain and the mountain will move. When we have faith, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith, when we have faith in God and faith like God, we will take heed to the instructions that we are given and we will obey them. For those who have listened to us before and are part of the Empowerment Place family, you often hear us say DSO it, die, submit, and obey. This conversation is just another part of that DSO, where by faith Abraham getting instructions, not really knowing where he was going, had to come to a reckoning within himself where I'm going to submit to what it is the Father is saying. I'm going to obey it and therefore position myself to receive the inheritance. Imagine God coming to you one day and speaking to you in prayer, speaking to you in song, speaking to you through another vessel, giving you instructions to do something that for you may seem impossible. And you'll say, God, is that really you? God, is that really what you want me to do? I'll tell you a story. I'm laughing about it. And it's been so many years ago. But I can remember when the Spirit of God first spoke to me about being a minister. It was amazingly crazy. I was in one of the most challenging times of my life. I was in a marriage that was struggling, trying to find my voice, trying to find my way, trying to reconcile. And I'm in the church, and the Spirit of God says, you're going to be my voice. You're going to preach my word. And I said, God, if that's really you, if that's really you, you know, I'm like, I'm going to put a fleece before you, God. You got to prove yourself to me because there's no way that you've given me these instructions. And at that point, I did not have faith to follow them. I didn't have faith to actually embrace the truth, which was really a part of my inheritance, a part of my legacy, a part of what he chose me to do and to be in the earth. And I didn't want to accept it. I didn't have faith to believe it. And I said to God that day, God, if this is really you, and this is something you really want me to do, that before tomorrow night, whatever, I think I gave him like 3 days. My pastor is going to say something to me. He's going to acknowledge it, and I'm going to know it's you. Well, God being God, had my pastor to say to me, leaving church, call me when you get home. I got home and cried and cried and cried and cried some more. But I called and I said, you have something to say to me, sir? He said, no, I believe you have something to say to me. I shared what the Spirit of God had said, and he said, I agree. It put me in a place that I knew then that I had to trust the Lord. Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding. I had to trust God. I had to have faith to start following the instructions and not to waver, not to second guess. And see, I wasn't second guessing God. I really was second guessing myself. I was thinking that I wasn't enough because I had a past and I was still making mistakes. I was questioning, God, how can you use me? Like, how can you use me when I've messed up so many times? God bless you, Pastor. Thank you for calling.
Oh, bless you, Apostle. I'm just listening to what you're saying about faith and fear and how many times someone said, well, you know, do you have faith that God would do it? I thought, you know, I might say, I have faith, but I'm afraid that, you know,
yes.
And if it's fear, then it ain't faith, you know? I mean, you don't want to say it, but if it's fear, it is not faith. I mean, they can't sit together. And I think sometimes about that. And you're talking about Abraham. You know, Abraham went not knowing where he was going to go. But then God told Abraham to look at the stars and then look at the span of the seas, that he was going to be a father of many nations. And, you know, he died not seeing it. But that didn't mean that it wasn't going to happen, because it has happened.
Yes.
All those that receive Christ. So, you know, and that's when he believed what God said to him, and that's when God counted to him his righteousness, just trusting and believing God. I think the more we learn his character and his word, that's the more that we can trust what he said. If it's fear, then it ain't faith. And I'm coming to the realization of that. Yeah.
Amen. And, you know, when we grow in the knowledge of the word, I wholeheartedly agree. But, you know, one thing that I recognize too, Pastor, is that along with becoming a student of the word and growing in the word and growing in your understanding of who God is, we also have to come to a place of reckoning about who we are in him. Because often we can trust God, we can trust the word of God, and still question our ability to do what God says. And I think that's the thing. We can say we love God, we love the world, we'll praise him, we'll do all those things. We can be in the midst of the most powerful experience ever and then get home and the Spirit of God speak to us and give us instructions, and we'll dismiss everything that we've done all day long and say, well, God, are you sure you want me to do it?
Right.
God, you know, are you sure that I'm enough?
Right. I agree with you. I agree with what you're saying about that. And when I say learning the word and learning more of him, I'm really talking about learning his attributes. And understanding that the Bible is the very mind of God. I'm not just talking about being able to quote a scripture, because I can have someone can have a good memory and be able to quote the scriptures, but it's when that scripture becomes a part of that individual, when that word becomes a part of your fiber and you start living out that word as Abraham started living out the word. That's what I'm talking about, learning the word and getting it. And allowing it to truly transform my whole life, everything I do, everything I say, you know, becoming that God chaser, prophetess Nina did, and searching out the scriptures and seeking for themselves, and not just going by what somebody told you 10, 20 years ago, but truly seeking God and having that personal relationship, having that communion with him. When we do that, when we do that with him, then we gain the understanding of what he means when he speaks a word to us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Ah. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And we understand that in that process of learning the word, of the word becoming light and life to us, because they say the word is a lamp unto my feet and light unto my feet, a lamp on my pathway. When we allow that word to become light and light to us, then we become wiser. We become wiser. And the word said that if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask.
Yeah.
And so you can go to him and you can say, God, I don't understand. God, show me what it is. Holy Spirit, reveal to me what I need to do or what I need to release in order to embrace the truth of what the Spirit is revealing to me, so that I can trust God, move in wisdom, and adhere to the instructions that have been given to me. I have faith to follow the instructions.
There you go. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, because without gaining the knowledge and understanding of who Holy Spirit is, that he has been assigned to the believer, he's been planted inside the believer. And the word you're talking about, the word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. But it said that the word is spirit and life. He gives us life, and he gives us power. He gives us the ability to become bold, to become the witnesses, to gain the knowledge, to gain the revelation. We got to know where to go to get it. But if we're going to reject Holy Spirit, because we don't understand who he is in the earth inside of us, then we're going to miss it.
We're going to miss it. You're absolutely right.
We will walk around in fear.
Yes, we absolutely will. And, I mean, you know, that's another whole conversation. And we've had that teaching several years ago. about understanding who the Holy Spirit is. You know, I hear people say, right. Oh, the Holy Spirit was in the place today. The cloud was there. Okay.
Yeah.
He's a dove. Well,
really
okay.
Right. But he
okay.
isn't. But he isn't.
He's not.
Yeah.
He's not.
No, he's not a dove.
He's not. And so, you know, those are part of the things that we as believers, as a body of believers, followers of Christ, we have to be in tune with the truth of what it is that the Word is saying to us, and it be a part mm-hmm. of, like Pastor Linda said, when it becomes light and life to you, the Holy Spirit will reveal truths to you that you've never heard, you've never seen, because he
right.
wants you to walk by faith and not by sight. Many of us are living our lives and doing the things we do based on what we've seen other people do that call themselves Christians. And we said, well, if that's
right.
how they do it, then that's how I've got to do it too.
Right. Exactly.
Blind leading the blind. Blind leading the blind. But today we want to encourage you. We want to encourage you today that the Word can give you light and life. The Spirit of God that dwells on the inside of you as a believer is there to aid you and direct you in all truth. It's there to support you as you exercise faith to follow the instructions given to you by the Father.
You know, I'm thinking about what your topic is, faith to follow the instructions. And you use Abraham. Abraham had to have faith to lead his family and to go where
mm-hmm.
God was showing him. He had
mm-hmm.
to have faith to take his only son that God had promised him and
yes.
take him to
yes.
the mountaintop and be willing to slay him.
Sacrifice.
He had to have faith
yes.
to sacrifice them. He had the faith. Of course, he trusted God. He had to trust
yes.
God that when he was old, he and his wife were old. Well past childbearing age, that God was going to give him
yes.
a son.
Sarah, Sarah was going to open that wound. Yes,
right.
yes.
You know, laugh and say, oh, shouldn't me and my Lord have pleasure in our old age? I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she was thinking.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to have a baby, but I'm going to have pleasure getting it. And so all of that
yeah.
had to be by faith.
Faith.
And when Abraham right. believed God, God counted to him as righteousness. Oh, my God.
Yes, ma'am.
God
yes,
said,
ma'am.
Okay, for this, you're righteous. You
yes.
made right with me because you believe me.
Mm. And we talked about that today, about in Matthew 6:33, seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. When you are the
right.
righteousness of God, right. when you are living the life and you're being attentive to the instructions that he's giving you, when you're dying, submitting, and obeying to the will of the Father, then you can live with expectation that God is going to do just what he said he will do. And then sometimes he'll throw in a bonus every now and again.
Right. right. you
Woo.
Know, you can't,
My
you
Lord.
Can't talk about, Apostle, you just can't. Look, I can't hear someone talk about faith in action or in the instruction without thinking about the Hebrew boys. You know,
right.
they said they know God was able. And that God will. And he said he will deliver us. But if he
mm-hmm.
don't, if he don't deliver
if he don't.
Us the way you think he should, we still ain't going to bow down to you. I'm not going to bow
Amen.
Down to you. I know God is
Amen.
Able. I know he will deliver us. Whether it's on this side or on the next, I'm not going to bow down to you. I'm not going to walk in fear.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to walk in faith.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm going to walk in action.
Yes.
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 So you
yes.
talk about faith. To follow the direction, faith to follow
yes.
the instructions.
Follow the instructions.
Faith to do
yes.
what God called us to do. Faith to defy the odds and keep moving. Faith to not say, hey, I'm going to follow after the program. I'm going to go after what somebody else is doing. Oh, I'm going to do it like them because if they did it, it must be right. Faith to step out and be different. Dare to be different.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yep. Okay, I'll be quiet.
Okay. No, no, because this is another one of these messages, these empowerment chats that awaken something in each of us, because we all, as we are on this journey of becoming every day, I don't care whether you've been in it a day, 10 days, 10 years or more, whatever the case may be, we are all still growing and all still realizing that there is more and that our faith sometimes is being tried, you know, and I'm not saying being tried by God, but we're tried within ourselves to see if we really trust him. Do you really trust me? He says. Do you really trust me? And we say, God, yeah, I trust you. And then we say, go. Well, then we say, but. God, I trust you, but. Where's the but coming from?
Yeah,
where's that coming from?
We just said,
it nullifies everything you just said. Because like you said, if you're operating in fear, there's no faith. Word lets us know that God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind.
That's the thing.
If we have a sound mind, then we should have faith to follow the instructions. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Don't even lean to your own understanding. Acknowledge him and allow him to direct the path that he wants you to go on. So even when you don't see your way clear, even when you don't know what the end is going to be, when you get the instructions from God, he's saying today, I want you to have faith to follow the instructions.
Follow me.
No more doubting.
Follow me.
Yeah. No more doubting. No more doubting.
And the thing about it, he doesn't mind us asking him. Again, he didn't, he didn't mind us wanting to make it clear. He didn't have to put out but he said, if you lack wisdom, ask. So if he's given the instruction, it's like, okay, Father, all right, Holy Spirit, what am I to do now? Will you make this plain to me? Because I want to be in obedience. I'm dying to myself. I want to be in obedience. I want to follow your agenda. So make it plain for me, please.
Yes, make it plain for me, please.
Because
he will.
He wants to make it difficult. Exactly. He will. I mean, even Abraham, when Sarah sent Abraham into her handmaiden to her slave, Hagar, and said, well, maybe this is the way God's going to do it. And then when it didn't happen that way, God asked him. I mean, Abraham said, you know, Lord, I mean, my wife is saying to send the child and the mother away. And he told Abraham, he said, Abraham, you and Sarah are going to give birth. The baby is going to come from you and Sarah. Not from you and the bond woman, but from you and the free woman. Not the bond servant.
Right.
Lord have mercy. Go back and fix that. I had to fix that. Every time we tried to do it and help him and mess it up, he had to go and fix that up.
Gotta go back and fix that. You know, come on, y'all. If we don't have faith to follow the instructions the way he gives it to us, all we're doing is delaying the manifestation of what it is he's promised. Delaying.
And creating a whole set of new problems in the midst of it.
Right. And I don't know about you, but I got enough stuff that I don't need to create nothing new. I don't need any additional. I got enough as it is, and I'm grateful, so very grateful to God for his love. I'm grateful for his mercy. I am grateful for his grace that's renewed daily, that allows me to get up and be willing to exercise faith according to what the Spirit of God is saying to me, giving me the instructions that I need to fulfill his purpose and his will for my life here on earth. And what he's doing for me, because he has no respect of person, he's doing and willing to do the same thing for you. If you're willing to align yourself for somebody, you've got to renew yourself in him. For somebody, you've got to forgive yourself. And just have faith in God. Trust him. Lean on him. lean and depend on him. Because you've leaned and depended on man, and they let you down. And they were a man or a woman of God that let you down. And you thought because they let you down that God let you down. It wasn't God. That was man. God is saying, lean and depend on me. That even when you don't understand it, even when you don't see your way clear, I need you to have faith to follow the instructions that I've given you. Pastor Linda gave you several accounts of what Abraham had to do, of what Abraham was instructed. And Abraham didn't always believe. He didn't always see the way. But God did exactly what he said he was going to do every time. And God will do the same thing for you. It's our prayer that you hear this, that you allow this to minister to you where you are today, that if your faith has been wavering and it's been getting in the way of you moving forward in the things of God, let today be a brand new start. Let today be the day that you say, Father, I surrender my will to you. I'm going to get out of the way. I'm going to submit to your will, Father. I'm going to have faith to follow the instructions that I may position myself to receive all that you have for me. That's our prayer today.
Yes.
That is our prayer today. Yes.
Yes. You're talking about, and I don't want to go off, but you're talking about the faith, having faith in God. And God wants us to have faith in him, but he wants us to have his faith, to have the faith of God. And when God spoke the world into existence, he had faith to believe that whatever he spoke, it was going to be done. He wants us to have that same kind of faith. We have to remember that God has given each man a measure of faith. So he's given each one of us a portion of himself.
So
we have to take that faith, and when we feed that faith the word, it grows, our faith grows. And we have to believe that when we speak anything in accordance to God's will, that means in his word, it will be done. So not just having faith in God, we have to have the faith of God, the God kind of faith.
Amen. Amen. That's truth, sis. That is truth. That is truth. Listeners, we want to thank you so much for being with us this evening. Faith to follow the instructions. If you have questions, comments, you can find us on Facebook. You can go to our website, theempowermentplace.org. Send us a comment or question. We'd be happy to hear from you. Know that we love you, and we pray that you are empowered.
Thank you so much for joining us today for Empower to Empower Others. We certainly hope that that message encouraged, motivated, and empowered you to live your best life. We look forward to you joining us again for our next episode of Empower to Empower Others. Love and blessings to each of you.